here we are back once again.
Yeah, what's up?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's Monday.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out what it was we were going to watch last night. Almost watched that one that had, well, what's his name?
Russell Crowe and Unhinged. Yeah. Maybe we can watch that tonight. Unhinged.
But then Jenny looked down and she went, look, man, Peninsula's there. So I said, yeah, let's do that. I was going to rent it off of Xbox. Couldn't rent it. Had to buy it. So I bought that bitch a digital copy. You know,
yeah, they wouldn't let you rent it.
No.
But that, well, because he was just going to rent it, and he's like, well, he would have rented it for $14.99, which is how much the high definition was, right?
Yeah.
But it was like, it was buy it. You had to buy only.
Yeah.
But we've been like waiting to see that, because I know a couple of y'all had seen it.
Yeah.
Because I think it played in some theaters, like a limited release. So we've been waiting a long time to see it. So I was actually really excited that we saw it while we were like farting around looking.
Yeah, I was real interested in how it was going to go, because some people said that it wasn't as good as the first one. And I just have to say, it was different. They took it in a different direction, but it was good. I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, well, the thing about it is that when you come out with a movie like Train to Busan, it's kind of hard to top that.
Yeah.
And even though this is, it's the same director, a lot of the crew was the same, but I'm not sure, like, I liked this movie, but
it was a bigger movie. It had a
lot
bigger
scope. Yeah, like the
scope
of it was a lot larger.
And it had a lot of post-apocalyptic stuff in it, which I liked. It kind of went Fury Road.
Yeah, a lot of people compared it to that, yeah.
There were car chases and stuff and fighting from car to car and part of it. It was... the pandemic, the zombie outbreak got contained on the Korean Peninsula. That's how the story goes. But a lot of Koreans ended up being kind of like refugees. They had to leave Korea and couldn't go back there. And they were living in places like Taiwan and China. And actually, he was in Hong Kong.
He was in Hong Kong.
He was in Hong Kong, and they're kind of down on their luck. And he runs into these criminals. There's an American with them and stuff. It's like this criminal gang. And this criminal gang gives them an opportunity to make some money. They knew about a truck that had millions of dollars in it, and it had been abandoned on a bridge out somewhere in Seoul, I guess. Wasn't it Seoul? No, it was Incheon.
Yeah.
It was Incheon, I think. And they said if they could get them there, that they would get them there, and if they could get that money out of that truck, they'd give them half of it, which was like about $1.5 million ahead.
It was $2.5 million ahead.
$2.5 million.
Because I think there was $20 million in the truck.
So these guys go on this mission. They're kind of like a ragtag bunch of ex-soldiers and just Koreans. I think there's about six of them. They try to find that truck and bring it back, but it's not so easy. Not only are there zombies, there's like post-apocalyptic gangs.
Yeah, there's a Thunderdome.
Yeah.
With zombies and stuff. Because I guess this one, I don't even know if I would call it a sequel to Train to Busan. It's like a follow-up. It's set in the same universe, but it's not like any of the same characters. It's like 4 years later. So you can totally watch this one without having seen Train to Busan,
and you
won't be like, what the fuck is going on? But, like, it's very easy to like figure out.
This one also kind of folds right in with that other Korean zombie movie that we saw where the guy was trapped in that apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
What was the name of that? You remember?
Shit.
You could watch
Hashtag Alive or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Hashtag Alive. You could watch all three of them, and it's taking place in the same universe.
Yeah, because actually the zombies in that looked pretty similar
to the
zombies in this.
Yeah, and it was part of the outbreak. Remember the military was involved, and they had some guys. It was about the same. So it's almost kind of, you could say all three of those movies are in the same universe.
Yeah, you could totally say that.
Yeah.
I will say, though, like I said, I mean, Train to Busan is kind of like a hard act to follow. I think what made Train to Busan so good was that it was very tightly focused on like a core group of characters. It was took place in a relatively small area over a small time period. And there was like a lot of, you know, because there weren't that many characters and they were all kind of like in this confined space, you had a lot more opportunity to get like really emotionally invested in them. So like when somebody died in there, you were like, oh shit, no, like that guy, I love that guy and stuff like that. I feel like this movie was lacking a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I did like they introduced later because, you know, at the beginning of the movie, you're basically just getting this guy who was, I guess he was a Marine, right? And then it...
Korean Marine.
Yeah, and then, like, 4 years later, and he's kind of, like, down on his luck, and he just, you know, takes this opportunity because he's been hanging out with, like, a bunch of gangsters or whatever.
He lost his family and everything anyway.
Yeah, it was, like, his... Well, he... I think he felt responsible for getting his brother's wife and child killed. Yeah. Like, because they were, like, trying to get the fuck off the peninsula, and, like, there was an outbreak on the boat or whatever. That was, like, at the beginning. So he kind of has all this guilt, and he can't really get past it. And so the relationship between the two of them is kind of, you know, has a little bit of an emotional core. And then later on, when they're actually, like, they get trapped on, you know, where all the zombies and all the bad guys are, you know, they meet this other family that's, like, kind of in hiding, and they're just, like, kind of like, hey, why don't you guys come with us so we can leave or whatever. So they did, like, attempt to do the same kind of thing. But I think that... One thing that I think that I didn't like about this movie is too many bad guys. I think that there were too many villains and not enough zombie action. There was a lot of zombie action. I'm not saying that.
You could really see that they took inspiration from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, big time.
There was a lot of inspiration for them. But I didn't think that was bad. It was just...
It's different.
It's just different.
Than the first one. It's a lot more sprawling.
My only gripe about the movie... I liked the movie, but my only gripe about it was that there were two places where the Koreans got a little kimchi on me.
They got a little bit of kimchi
on me. Having lived in Korea, you kind of see certain things that Koreans do. One of the things that Koreans do sometimes is that they get overly melodramatic during certain scenes. And they start playing sad music, and they start showing everything in slow motion. And it kind of sucks the wind out of the damn movie. They're telling you how to feel about the scene.
Yeah.
I don't want to be told how to feel about the scene. You know what I mean? And what I'm talking about is, remember when his family got killed when they were trying to escape on the ship? And they slowed everything down and played the sad music and
it wasn't like that, but you know what I mean.
It gets super, super Korean. And we would call that in the army, you know, going real kimchi on you. Okay. Gets really, really... It'd have been better if there was no music at all. You know what I mean? And maybe just like heartbeats. Boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean?
Oh, something like that. Idea.
With like no sound, kind of like in... Saving Private Ryan, after a bomb hits, that kind of everybody kind of zones out, like your bell's rung.
Yeah,
something like that. I would have done something like that. The melodramatic, fucking soft, squishy music. That's something Koreans do, and man,
that is just something that I see, because I remember seeing that, like, in The Host and stuff like that. And I'm not shitting on it, because that's just, like, how they roll.
It's
a cultural thing, so it's like I'm not really bothered. And I love, like, most Korean horror movies I've seen have been, like, really, really good.
It's a cultural thing. They shouldn't do it. Those scenes would have been a lot more impactful had there been no music at all. Totally silent. You're watching those people get eaten up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kubrick doesn't do that. He doesn't put fucking...
Well, because in real life, you don't have, like, real music, life, like, swelling, like, oh, no!
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have that going on.
They try to make it super emotional, and that just takes the emotion away. You should have a natural reaction to the carnage.
I think I agree with you on that.
Yeah, and they shouldn't slow it down. They should let it happen at normal pace.
Yeah.
Because then you're like stunned, like, wow, that happened.
Holy shit.
Yeah, oh man. Or like that person died and their death was inconsequential.
Well, because that's kind of like real life.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. You could argue that it's like, well, if you wanted to see that, you could just watch a documentary. Like, we're a bunch of inconsequential motherfuckers like us, like, get killed or something like that. But it's like when people watch movies, maybe they want, like, a little bit of a fantasy aspect. I don't know. There's good arguments on both sides.
That's the way it really is, though. You know, there's your wife and child, and they're there 1 second, and then boom, they're gone.
And then
gone.
The zombies eat them.
And it didn't make any difference, and the pace didn't even slow down, and you have to fucking survive.
Yeah.
There's no time to fucking mope about it. You're not even sure it actually happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it should hit you later in the movie. You know?
Yeah,
that's
how
how it was done in like real effective war movies. Saving Private Ryan did that through the whole thing.
Yeah, because you don't really have the time to reflect on it in the moment. It's just like later you feel bad about it.
Yeah, right.
I will say that, I mean, Train to Busan, I think, is one of the very few horror movies where I actually kind of cried at the end, because that shit was legit sad.
Yeah.
This one, I kind of like the very, very end of it. I'm not going to say what happened at the end, but I know some of you guys have seen it. But for those of you who have not, I'm not going to say exactly what happened. But I did kind of be like, like that. But I didn't like, I wasn't like full on bawling or anything like that. But they, I mean, I think they did, it took until like past the halfway point of the movie, because this movie's pretty long. It was almost like 2 hours, which is pretty long for a zombie movie. But it took like until past the halfway point when they introduced the other characters, like the mom and the two kids. Because prior to that, most of the characters were just like dudes or like criminals.
Yeah.
So it was kind of hard to, it was hard to relate to them or hard to sympathize with them, I guess.
There was another dude on there that was like, he was a Korean guy. He was Rock Army, and which stands for Republic of Korea. And he was probably about, what, maybe 10, 15 years older than me?
Yeah, something like that.
He was using a lot of military jargon. Some of it was English from the era that, from the era in which I served when I was in Korea. Just, you remember him saying shit in English, like, ah, oh, strong soldier, and all kinds of shit, doing this stuff. And he's kind of lost his mind, and he's got his fucking commo set up and all this fucking radios, old radios. I think I saw Syngar's radio. And he's trying to produce some power, and he's trying to talk to the Rock Army combined fucking forces. And it's just funny, you know. He's got an old K1 carbine, and it's just, you know, he's an old school Korean Army guy. Probably was something like a, was he a colonel?
Oh, I don't remember. What did they call him? I think they said major, but major? I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I could be remembering it wrong.
Yeah.
But that was like the woman that was there, that was his daughter, yeah? Or was it just somebody he like
just
adopted?
Somebody he adopted.
I thought it was his daughter and his grandkids. I thought, because they were calling him grandpa.
Were they? Okay.
The little girls.
All right. Yeah. He was trying to rescue the girls and the
He was trying to get them out of Korea.
Yeah. And he's kind of crazy, but as it unfolds you realize he's not as crazy as you thought he was. But you know, yeah, which I don't want to steal the thunder.
Yeah,
from that one. Just know that when you see that character, he's crazy, but he's not that crazy.
Yeah,
he knows what's going on.
Well, he's a good guy too. Yeah. And in a way, I kind of wish they had done a little bit more with that character.
Yeah,
I wish he had been in it more, because I liked that character a lot. Yeah. And he just seemed like he wasn't in it that much.
Well, I think the idea was is they wanted you to blow him off because you thought he was just crazy. Yeah. Right. That was not really the case.
Because he's there going, they're coming to get us. I'm talking to people on the radio and shit like that. He's talking
to the fucking Rock Army combined forces and, you know, and all kinds of shit. And it doesn't happen, you know, but eventually shit happens. You'll see.
But yeah, yeah. So like I said, I'm not, because I have seen, I feel like most of the reviews that I saw of this or read of this were either meh, or I saw some reviews that they just hated it. They thought it was terrible.
No, it's not terrible.
I didn't think it was terrible at all. I'm just saying that it's a very different movie than Train to Busan.
Yeah.
It's a totally different, it's in the same universe, but it's not even the same. I mean, it's much, the scope of it is much larger. There's like a lot more characters. It's a lot less focused.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe it doesn't have as strong an emotional core as Train to Busan had, because I think that's what a lot of people liked about that. Like, liked the confined space. They liked the relatively small cast and, you know, the way that you actually really cared about the characters, and everyone's death was like, you know, had a lot of impact. And I think this had a little bit less of that, just because so many of the characters were criminals. And also it was kind of like you said, it kind of went in a direction where it's almost kind of going in the direction of like every other zombie movie, which is like a post-apocalyptic and like, oh, we're all going to chain up zombies and make people run away from them for fun and shit. You know what I mean? Shit like that. So I feel like there's a lot of zombie movies that do that.
Well, there wasn't much he could do.
Think about it. That's true.
You could not remake Train to Busan.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that he didn't try to replicate it. Like, oh, well, it's like Train to Busan, but now it's on an airplane. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or something like that.
That really would have been, that's what Hollywood would have done. It's going to be like Train to Busan, but instead of on a train, it's on a plane. It's going to be
or in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, it's going to be on a submarine.
Or on the space shuttle.
It's just going to be something stupid like that. And then they're going to retell basically that same story with different characters. This is totally different.
It's standalone.
Yeah,
essentially.
Which I can see why people who liked Train to Busan might have been disappointed. But what was it you thought he was going to give you? You thought he was going to remake Train to Busan? That's not how it's going to go.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. That's why I'm always, I'm always kind of like, sequels are always so difficult because you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't. It's like people seem to want more of the same, but then if you give them more of the same, they get pissed about that.
Oh, it's not original.
But then if you did something completely different, then they would complain about that. I'd be like, well, it's nothing like the first one. So I have to give him like props for trying to do something, like tell a different story in that universe with a few of the same themes and with the same, you know, zombies and everything. But
I just would have re-edited the score in those two scenes at the very beginning and at the very end where he started to go Kimchi Deluxe on me. Oh, man, emotionally shit. With the sad fucking violin music and the slow... No, don't do that, man.
I can't remember if Train to Busan had that, did it?
No, it might have. At the end when the guy died, he's calling for his mom. Remember when the villain guy died? A little bit. But it was pretty exaggerated in those two scenes.
Although I kind of feel like maybe they just put that music there at the end with that guy because they wanted you to feel bad. And I'm like, fuck that guy. I don't feel bad. That guy sucked.
But
don't try to make me feel bad about him dying. He was an asshole.
I can see why some people didn't like it. But you know what? Fuck them. Fuck them. I liked it.
I liked it too. I didn't want it to sound like I didn't like it, but it's just like, I wasn't actually sure what I was expecting. I wasn't really expecting anything.
A lot of nighttime driving action in Zombie Land and nighttime car chases.
A lot of car chases.
They do a lot of stuff at night. A lot of fucking AR-15s, a lot of Korean K2 rifles. Military stuff that you see on the Korean...
Yeah, a lot of gun battles.
A lot of guns. They had kind of like... They weren't necessarily criminals. I think they were kind of like a mixture of like rogue soldiers.
Yeah, it was like rogue military. Just people trying to like make money and get by.
And it looked like ex-military guys and biker gangs and stuff that had kind of grouped together into a big survivalist gang.
Yeah.
And they kind of preyed on the weak too.
Yeah, it gave me parts of it gave me a little bit of an Escape from New York vibe.
Yeah, a little bit like Escape from New York. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it was just kind of like this huge ruin of a place where people were just trying to like eke out an existence.
Yeah.
So it had a lot of that as well. And like I said, there was some Mad Max kind of stuff. Yeah. And
they evidently were like scavenging for Johnny Walker Black. They liked fucking good whiskey and stuff. They were trying to find the best of the stuff that was around. But there was still a lot of stuff around.
Yeah,
cars and fuel, and they had everything, guns and ammo, and they didn't really say much about food. They were eating a lot of ramen.
Yeah, that's.
But it had only been 4 years, so stuff would still be around.
Yeah, it's not like it had been like fucking.
Yeah, there weren't
forever. There was still stuff that was like, and also you have to think too that unlike in some other, you know, much larger scope zombie movies where it's just like a worldwide, like everyone's dead, this one seemed like the zombies have been mostly contained to this one small portion of the world, and like the rest of the world is kind of operating more or less as normal.
Yeah, now the Korean population had declined, so the survivors were getting enough to eat, and there was still countryside and stuff.
Yeah.
So, and people were smuggling things in and out of the Korean Peninsula, and people too, smuggling people out. So, you know, it wasn't totally apocalyptic.
Yeah, like I said, it wasn't like a situation like The Road or something like that where everybody was dead and like nothing was left around. But yeah, so it's very weird to me that you can't rent this. Maybe you can rent it somewhere else, but it's weird because we're just... Because I told him, I was just like, just pick a new movie because we need to see a new one. And he was like watching all the trailers and he's like, that looks pretty good. That looks pretty good. Yeah. And then I wouldn't even have noticed it if you hadn't just been like systematically going down all the... And I was like, holy shit, like Peninsula is there finally. Because we looked for it before and we couldn't find it.
Buy it for cheaper than you can rent a new Hollywood movie like Mulan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can want $20 to rent Mulan.
Well, when they come out new, like they always charge $20 for like a few weeks and then it drops down, like, you know, subsequently. Right. But there was a couple other ones on there that were, I think, had come down to maybe like $4 that maybe we might watch later to review tomorrow. But I'm actually kind of glad because we had been wanting to see this for a really long time. So I'm glad we finally got around to watching it. Like I said, I didn't like it as much as Train to Busan, but... I don't like a lot of movies as much as I like Train to Busan because that was a fucking awesome movie. So, you know, it's a different thing. It's a different zombie movie. And it was a lot of fun. I liked a lot of the car chases and all the gags they kind of had. That little girl was kind of cute with her little remote control car, and that little teenage girl was kind of a badass, so that was, like, pretty cool, you know.
Yeah.
So, anything else you would like to add?
Nah, that's about it.
All right, so that'll do it for our matinee today. We'll be back again tomorrow talking about another new movie, not sure which one yet. We have a couple in mind. So, everybody, thanks for stopping by. Have a good rest of your day, and we will see you again tomorrow. Bye.